Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, this high school teacher in New Jersey wants people to take another look at that because he says that's not the case at all.
Yeah, he was going on, they started the hashtag no summers off because for some reason, the only industry that feels the need to tell you how hard they work are teachers with all the time that they have off. So he's doing this and everybody joins in. One person said, I'm working summer school, taking an online class, reading professional development books, creating materials to use in my classroom, and still trying to find part-time work for the month of August to get me through the rest of the summer until school starts up again and I'm able to get my regular paycheck. But teachers do have summers off.
They do.
That is one of, I don't know why, it's one of the major perks about teaching is that you do get a good chunk of the year off. You get summers off, you get holiday vacation just like the students do. Sometimes you have to go back a little bit before, a little bit, you know, you stay a little bit later than the students. But for the most part, it seems like a very hard thing to admit that they have downtime.
And the parents pay for about half of their supplies.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been married to a teacher or had anybody, a teacher in our family, but I've certainly have friends who are teachers. And in their particular case, the particular one I'm thinking about, they go back, they stay a week later, they work a week after school is out, and then they go back a week early. Then and the rest of the summer they have off. Now, I don't know of other things they may be required to do during that time. I don't know. I can't speak to that. But they stay a week late, they go back a week early.
But like every conversation is whenever people get so mad and I just don't understand it. Isn't it like we have perks for our jobs. There are some, every job has pros and cons to it. You have to pick your battles. But, you know, like you said earlier, like we get to go to concerts, you get to meet the artists, you get to do some really cool stuff, and that's fine. That's part of the perk of the job. But for some reason, teachers bang on this drum that they work harder. And I always enjoy it because whenever you're like, you know, okay, you get time off, though, you get a pension, you know, sometimes. And they're like, yeah, but you should see the kids we have to deal with. I'm like, that's the whole, like, what surprised you about this job? Teaching is based around the children. So you know you're going to be working with whatever age group when you go in. You know that you agreed to and accepted this job and that salary. So I don't know why it's such a surprise and to complain about your pay. You get paid a year. You just get it in that, like what you agree to is your salary for the year. And the most places have options where you can either get it spread out over the 12 months just during the school year. So when they say they don't get a summer paycheck, well, you're not working. You got that pay during your school year.
You know, one of the things that I noticed and was completely, was something you never think of until you're a parent, but we ran into this situation two or three times during school. And you mentioned something during your last little break there that made me think of it, is that there is a completely different teacher that teaches small children who has no children of their own.
Mm-hmm.
And people who have children and who teach children, we found we had numerous issues, and not just us, but other parents had numerous issues with teachers who had no kids. You know, when you said, you know, look at the kids we have to deal with, you know, and I wonder how many of those teachers who say that have kids of their own and how many teachers do not have children. Because, you know, you get a lot of young teachers who just got out of school and they just got a job, and some of them aren't married yet or whatever. They don't have any children, but they're teaching young kids. And let me tell you something, man. These kids at a certain age, they're all over the place, you know?
But everybody has to deal with the public.
That's right.
I know you're dealing with the kids, you're dealing with their parents. It's the same thing in every position. For the most part, you're dealing with other people. Very few jobs are you just closed in a room by yourself and don't have input from coworkers, from outsiders, from the public. And I just want to meet a teacher who goes, you know what? I do have off during the summer and I really enjoy it. And you know what? I also enjoy my spring break and my Christmas, and I'll enjoy that pension when I retire. For some reason, and it's not just teachers, but we all kind of brag about like, oh man, I work 16-hour days. I only sleep 4 hours. Like we're really it's so hard for us to admit, like, hey, this is pretty cushy what we have going on right this moment. There's pros and cons, but yeah, I dig it.
Yeah, like kind of like we have it, like we got it pretty cushy.
Yeah,
exactly.
Every time people go, doesn't it suck to wake up that early? I go, nope, because I'm done at noon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What you think? Post it up or call us at 680-WOLF.
My name is Helen Prater. I have a daughter who's a teacher, and I have even spent many hours in her classroom helping with bulletin boards, making displays for outside. She spends about 3 weeks before school starts in her classroom.
What grade does she teach?
She has taught from first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, and fifth grade. But next year, she's going to second grade.
Second grade was one of my favorite teachers. Does she have to... In the time you said she goes back about 3 weeks before, but in that time off, does she end up getting like a second job or?
This is her going in her 15th year.
Oh wow!
She has taught this year. She taught summer school, and she taught. She had no time off from maybe one day off.
Do they get paid extra for summer school?
She does, but she is a single mom of three and has received no child support this year, basically, since about April. She has also worked daycares during the summer, you know, gone back to school during the summer. Last week for 3 days, she was in a seminar for 3 days. No extra pay for that.
Yeah.
You know, she prepares lesson plans the evenings, you know, along with taking care of her own kids.
Call us at 680-WOLF.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling about your conversation about teachers.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, I teach school. However, I teach preschool, so I do not have my summers off. And I agree a lot with what you guys are saying, but I have a child of my own, and he's autistic, and I do go home and deal with him. But I understand and I agree with a lot of what Amy is saying, but those of us who preach preschool do not get those holidays and that summer break. So, you know, and I also agree with what you're saying about there being a lot of pros and cons to each job. I'm not saying that teachers work any harder, and we do know what we're going into when we get it, but...
What's your name?
Myra.
Myra, what do preschool, they go to school all year round?
Yes, ma'am, they do.
What age group is that? Like 4, 3, and 4?
4 and 5.
Okay.
Yeah, they do go all year. We have after schoolers who come in, and we're dealing with that as well. So the preschoolers do go all year, yes, ma'am.
Do you have a favorite student currently?
Not really.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.